Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Patafria.
I'm Crystal.
Here we are.
I've been thinking it was Monday all day.
My days have been off.
Last week was so chaotic.
Yeah.
And it went out with a motherfucking bang, but it was so chaotic. I didn't even realize last week was episode 300.
Yeah. So we're at 301 this week.
Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah. And yeah, because there's like, I don't know how many more, 200 more, something like that on Patreon also.
That's crazy.
We've been yapping for a while. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I hope everybody's week is starting out well. It's been Monday for me.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All fucking day. Monday. Crazy. I don't know why, but it is. So.
Yeah. My week has started out okay.
Yeah.
I was busy yesterday doing errands and stuff. And then today was kind of chill until now. So that's cool. I might be busy later. Nice. How was your Mother's Day?
I just sat and did nothing.
Got to relax. That's good.
I did. I was unbothered for the day, which was really...
I didn't know if you guys were going to hook up with your mom or what.
No, my mom banged on my door at like 9:30 a.m. and woke me up. You know, I've been having trouble getting to sleep lately. So I go to bed, I'm not shitting you, at about 2:30, and between 2:30 and 3 every night for like the last month and a half. And no matter how hard I try, it's another fun part of perimenopause, apparently. It also could be because I'm clinically insane. But she knocks on my door at like 9:30 a.m., right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to love Charlene.
On a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
Don't do that.
And I open, everyone else is sleeping. And I open the door and I'm like, you know, and she's like, "Happy Mother's Day, honey," and hands me a bag.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't even got her anything yet. I felt really fucking bad. I was like, "Mom, it's so early." She's all dressed up in a pretty dress. Like, she looked pretty. I was like, "What are
you
doing?"
Where was she going?
To the cemetery.
To see who?
Her mom.
Really?
Papa's mom, his aunts and shit. They do it, I guess, every year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she gave me a bag, right? And it was big, like this big. And I'm like, you know, I love my mom, but it's very much hit or miss, you know? With like, it could be something from Urban Ore in Berkeley or like... a part to a sink or it could...
expired food. It could be a lot of random
or it
things.
Could be a fucking $200 gift cards for you never fucking know, right? And I just set it at the kitchen table. You know, it was early. I didn't want to open anything. Plus, once I opened it, I have to call her, and I just wasn't ready to fucking talk.
Yeah.
So she calls me like three fucking times. Finally, at like 12:30, I answered the phone. She was like, "Well, how did you like the picture?" And I was like, "Well, Mom, I haven't even opened it yet, but thank you." And then I was like, "I just wanted to save it till later." And she was like, "Okay, well, come in." And I was like, "Do you want me to open it now?" She was like, "Yes." And I'm like, "Okay." So I open it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture of me, Mark, and Stevie, and Naya from her 18th birthday, right?
Mm.
And it's, permanently sealed to like a piece of glass and it's like really thick.
Mm-hmm.
She had it done somewhere. It's really nice. It's like this big, right?
Yeah. That's nice.
I said, "Why didn't you ask me for a photo, Mom?" Maria.
Yeah. She can't pick photos for you.
Do you want to know what I look like? First of all, Naya's eyes are closed, but she looks really pretty. Okay.
Oh, okay.
But her eyes are closed. Mark and Stevie are the only ones with their eyes open. And I look like this. I'm not even fucking kidding.
And she shows that, like, this is the one we're having mounted in glass. This is it.
that I want her to put on the wall.
Oh my fucking God.
I'll fucking show it
Gift to you. Giving is tricky. You have to be conscious of things that people are weird about, or you know what I mean? Like, you can't
just make sure my eyes are open, or at least one is fully open, because you know it takes me like 13 photos before one's good, because I constantly fucking open close, I blink a lot.
Yeah.
And I got like the Elvis lip going, and just I'll put it up though.
I don't give a fuck.
But I was like, Mom, that's the only one I could find of all of you guys. I'm like, you couldn't ask Mark
or the kids.
I'm not ungrateful. I'm not.
Yeah,
you know, I love it. I'm so appreciative.
It's the thought, yeah.
Absolutely. And like I said, I'll put it up, but
yeah.
It's not my best work.
Yeah.
At all.
Thanks,
Mom. Yeah. Not at all.
That's funny.
So
I got to sleep in a little bit, and then I knew I had plans later in the day. So I just like took my time starting getting ready, and then P's dad came over to hang out because he was like in the area with his mom. Mm. And then while I was getting ready, they were like reading books and shit. He bought me a nice present. That was really nice. Started off nice. I got a really big present from Stinkers and his girlfriend. Really nice perfume and like roses and hella bath stuff. And I was just like hella happy with all that.
I love that you were celebrated. I was telling you, this is the first time in like 2 or 3 years that we haven't took off and went
and had Mark make dinner or something
and went thrifting. So I love that.
Oh yeah, we were doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah
but I love that the guys
celebrated. And Stinker's dad is like gonna get me an air fryer because mine went out, and so we had talked about that. And it was nice. And then that afternoon, well, evening, it was Stinker's, one of his little brother's birthdays, so I was like, yeah, we'll all go. So we rode out there. It was way far away in like the Central Valley.
Was it hot?
Yes.
I knew it.
But it was just a long fucking drive, like a 2-hour drive. Oh, I was like, God damn, I might as well go to LA at this point. But we get out there and it was at this really nice fucking place. You know, everything out there is like new.
Yeah.
And it was this like bowling alley / arcade, you know, restaurant bar type place. And it was really, really fucking nice. And the food was hella fucking good. Like restaurant quality food at this place. Yes. Hella nice place. So we just bowled. You know, I hella love bowling.
Yes, you do.
And so we were doing good. Peas was bowling. She was bowling using one of those dinosaur guide things. No bumpers, though. But she bowled a spare. And I was like,
with her brontosaurus? Yes,
with the fucking brontosaurus and no bumpers. And so we were all fucking, yes, we were all excited.
Oh, go Tanny.
Yeah, it was really fun. So we stayed there till like damn near like after 8 o'clock. It was like almost 9, I think, before I drove back.
She gets competitive with bowling, FYI. Like,
I'm pretty good.
Loves bowling.
Yeah, and I'm pretty good once I like warm up.
And
so
get going.
I was like, I kept doing spares, right? All night I was doing spares, but I was like, I have to get at least one strike before we fucking leave. I finally got one, and I had took a turn for Stinkers. He had another turn and didn't know it. So we were like dying laughing. I was like, oh no. So he went in and was able to give me one like on my score, but it didn't remove it from his. So I was like, no. And he's hella good.
You're like, give me two.
Yes. He's hella fucking good. Like, he both strikes back to back to back to back. Yes, he's hella good. So he was just whooping everybody the whole night. Fucked up leg and all. Well, he's better. I mean, he doesn't have the brace anymore. He just wears like an ace bandage.
Does he limp at all?
No, not really. He walks a little carefully, but he's not limping. So,
you know, he healed really nicely.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, it wasn't the full surgery, so yeah. But he's doing good in physical therapy and shit. But yeah, that was hella fun. We had a hella good time.
I love that.
And then what else? Mark. Oh, the day before, we went to my nephew's first birthday party. Do I have that in here? Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, Zoe, our dear listener, Zoe.
Oh, happy birthday, Zoe.
That made us the banana pudding, and we just love her so much. It's her birthday. I wanted to get, you know, make sure we tell her happy birthday.
Tomorrow's Nona's birthday. But she's dead, but, you know, tomorrow would be her birthday.
So we went the day before. Saturday, we went to my nephew's birthday, which was also out the way. But my niece did such a good job. Like, she rented out a whole jumping place, you know, arcade slash bouncy fucking climb up in the tubes and all that. And it was Toy Story themed. And Pease was remember I said she was going to dress as Jessie. She was Jessie. There was also like three other Jessies there. And so she was all excited. It was so cute. Fucking cute. Yeah, we had hella fun. It was hot that day too.
A costume party for little kids.
Yes. What a good idea.
A themed costume party.
It's such a good idea to do that.
Yeah, I agree.
Because dressing up once a year for kids, you know, that's not enough. They'd be wanting to wear costumes like more often. So
hello, nice. I lived in a Minnie Mouse costume at fucking 2 years old. I'm not shitting you, until I had to wait till she was asleep and cut it off because it became too tight.
Oh my God.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I love it.
And yeah. The kids had hella fun. So that was cool. It was a good weekend, just like spent with family. So it was nice. Yeah.
I love it. I forgot. Mark paid for my eyelashes.
Nice.
And I've been doing a good job not crying. So I was like, I'm not going to cry these ones off.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like I did fucking last week.
Did it take hella long to fill them in?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm missing because of crying and being rough. Mm-hmm. On my inner corner. So I'm having to do the fucking Donald Trump fucking comb over for like 2 weeks, you know, until they fucking resprout. Like,
yeah.
But he did that and he gave me some chocolates. And
yeah, he gave me some chocolates too and some flowers. Yeah. I got hella flowers. I got like three different sets of flowers. It was so nice.
I haven't even put mine in water yet.
Well, you need to get on that. I did.
I'm not a big flower person.
Really? I like having flowers in the house.
Plants.
Yeah.
I really love orchids, but I can't keep them alive very long.
Yeah.
The longest I kept one alive is maybe 2 years. And that
that's pretty long.
That's amazing.
That's a long time. Yeah. I thought you were going to say 2 months.
No. But right now, if you go look on the counter by the back door, there's like five dead. In their pots.
I know. It's a graveyard.
I feel so bad, but like I'd be following drugs. I'm lying. I forget.
Yeah.
I forget about them. And then I can't, like, have other plants because the dumb fucks with four legs eat them.
Yeah.
Can die. Certain plants are toxic. But that was very nice that he did that.
What was funny is a lot of my exes have been coming out the woodwork again. And every few months, I feel like a retrograde or something. Oh, was it? That might explain it.
It was beautiful.
I don't know. But one hit me one day and was like, oh, you were in my dream. Like, have you been okay? And I was like, I kind of had a medical thing going on, but I'm okay. And well, it wasn't a bad dream. It just made me sad. And
good.
Then, like, acting like, saying he missed me without knowing how to say he missed me, I guess. I don't know. So I didn't respond to after they hit me again. Good. Like a day later, I just didn't respond.
Good.
And then a bunch called on Mother's Day.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, it felt nice to be recognized as like probably, you know, a good mom in their eyes. Yeah, that's what they all had to say. Had good things to say. So it was nice. I heard from a few and like a couple I wasn't expecting to hear from. Really? So, yeah, it was nice. So, that was nice. Overall, it was just a good weekend,
I'd say.
Yeah.
So, we tried Naya on Abilify.
Oh, how'd that work? Nope.
Nope.
Did she know right away?
Vomited.
Oh.
A lot.
Oh.
For a few hours.
That's torture. What? Dang.
Yeah, so nope.
What's she on now?
Nothing.
Till when?
So the last time she tried the Abilify was day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's not a side effect you could ride out either.
No.
I can't be puking all fucking day. Like, I have to live my life. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And it was so sedating. She fell asleep sitting up drooling.
What?
And it's a low dose.
Wow. I had it, I stuck with it for at least a week. And I know that twitching, actually, I think I went longer than that. I think I went to like a month. And damn. I was like hoping, because at first, you know, you think you might be imagining things.
Yep.
And then it's like, you think you're feeling it, but you don't know if you're actually doing it. It was in my shoulder and neck twitching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Like, kind of like that. And I was like, maybe I'm just feeling it, but I'm not actually doing it.
Right,
and then it progressed to me actually doing it. So I was like, at that point, I was like, nope. I'm not doing it no more. But I didn't have like none of that other shit.
Dude. It just sucks. The only good thing is her doctor put in a prescription before she even put her on Abilify. She had put in a prescription for the muscle spasming, you know, that side effect. Mm-hmm. So I had asked Naya, I was like, do you want to keep trying this? Or in the meantime, do you want to go back on the risperidone and, you know, just the low dose mm-hmm. and take the side effect med? She was like, I'd rather do that right now than, and then. Yeah. When we have our appointment again with her. But last week, the week of unmedicated.
Yeah.
By Thursday. So Thursday, Friday. Probably Thursday and Friday were the worst fucking days. Like, I call it playing hostage negotiator. But, you know, like. She couldn't leave my side. Like, there was a lot of
panic attacks. She went out Saturday, right? How did mm-hmm. that go? That was good?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, earlier that day, she had a bad day.
Yeah, we were on the phone. But I'm glad she got out.
Yeah. One of them, they did. But, you know, it was like a big girl party. And mm-hmm. guess what I did? Sat outside the fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
I went and got food, you know. We went and got food around the corner.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, the first time they do anything, I just fucking.
Yeah.
I'm neurotic.
If you're able. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I just kept checking Bunny's location because I was gone, but I already knew she had the plan from earlier in the day. So
I was so grateful, you know, that she went with her.
Yeah.
One of them. You know, Naya's really socially awkward. Like, mm-hmm. it's very hard for her to talk to people or, like, make new friends. And then I have this other child who's, like, Miss fucking Congeniality.
Who wants to be friends with anybody.
And talks to everybody like yeah. her mother. And yeah. it just comes so easily. And, you know, one of the things I had to explain to Naya is that while Stevie, it may be so easy for her and she's cool with so many people. There's a difference between associates mm-hmm. and friends.
For sure.
A huge fucking for difference, sure. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Anna was telling Naya, if you make it to our age and you have one solid ass fucking friend, like, you're mm-hmm. doing better than half the fucking world, dude, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, she's been struggling with being socially awkward, and that shit yeah. breaks your heart as a fucking parent, you know? That shit, I hate it.
For sure.
I hate it so much. I'm just glad last week is fucking over. So yeah. glad. So, I'm gonna put her back on the fucking risperidone tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I wanna make sure the Abilify, even though it was only taken twice, I just wanna make sure it's all the way out before. It's just,
yeah.
It's so much. But oh, I felt hella bad. The throwing up was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
Poor thing.
So in other fun news,
all right.
Tomorrow I get my lips like touched up because I have like more volume on one side than the other. So I'm going to get just like a little touch up. I'm going to talk to her about neck stuff because I'm noticing these bands of skin, right?
Hi.
And what made me notice it even more is Kim Kardashian was posted the other day because at the Met Gala, she wore like this choker to try to conceal it, right? And the media, they're so kind, they zoomed in on these neck bands, skin neck bands that she has, right? And they go in, a doctor commented on what they think is going on. Not an esthetician, but like whatever that is, like maybe a surgeon, plastic mm-hmm. surgeon. I don't know. They made a really good point. When you have lipo of the under chin area, that skin, it's like it becomes looser. And, mm-hmm. and like when you lose weight and shit like that, it doesn't have yep. anything to fucking really hold on to.
Yeah.
So it causes these bands. But the good thing is they said that sometimes neurotoxin can help correct it. So I'm going to talk
to... Put that shit in my heart.
I'm going to talk to the lady, you know, and yeah, find out if she's familiar with that. And, you know, if it's something that can be corrected with Botox, that would be nice because, right. You know, I don't want to necessarily have another surgery right now for it. But I do notice it.
Same.
And... So, yeah, because, I'll talk to her about that.
How fucked up. And I hate fucking the Kardashians. I mean, let me not say hate. I don't know them. I'm not a fan at all.
Well, but, they're not good people, so I don't think it's bad to say you hate
okay,
them.
Okay, good. Thank but, you. Then I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's fucked up that...
The way people are picked apart.
Yes. Like, yeah. Women can't age fucking gracefully. God fucking forbid we get a wrinkle, a fine line,
right.
a fucking neck band, you know? Yeah. Like, we're so hard on ourselves anyways. And then for somebody else to point shit out, I'm over it. And I'm over fucking men, and I don't give a shit. And I'm not going to say not all fucking men. I'm over fucking men. Because you know what? If you're a decent man, you ain't offended by that shit. I went to the motherfucking liquor store Sunday night. I had Will with me. And what I needed happened? To grab fucking cigarettes. And I stop at the only one that was open. And I was dreading it because the dude that works there be way too fucking friendly. Okay?
Great.
And I knew what was going to happen. I knew that when I went to grab my cigarettes, he was going to fucking hold them and make me pull them extra hard, or he was going to put his hand on my fucking hand.
This isn't the store where the guy likes to comment on your weight, right?
Oh, just wait.
Is it that store?
Yeah. So, it's one of them. There's two.
Oh, great. And they're both assholes. Great.
So, it's a dude that's probably my age, and, I go in and I try not to make eye contact with him as soon as I go in. I like hurry and go to the full throttles and he's like, "Hi, my friend, where you been?" Right?
Avoiding your ass. Going to the other stores in the neighborhood.
Not getting raped by you, bitch. That's where I've been.
I've been at every other store in the neighborhood but yours.
So he's like, "I miss you. I miss you so much." And I'm
fucking, oh, God, give me a break. You miss me. Give me my shit free. You miss me so much.
If I'm
pay for my shit.
That great bitch, give me a carton of cigarettes.
Pay for my fucking shit. Yeah. Oh my God. I miss you.
Just thinking about it just makes me feel so much rage. Because again, like I said, we are our own worst critics. I don't need you to point out the fucking obvious about me, bitch, because I look in the fucking mirror. I already feel bad about it myself.
If you guys haven't heard previous episodes about interactions with this guy, he had told her before, like, oh, what did he say? You lost too much weight. I like you bigger. Like you bigger, thicker. No, who fucking asked you?
So that so that one was across the street or whatever the fuck that store's called. Okay, so then there's another one that works at this store I'm talking about right now that said something similar to that.
Oh, my God.
Except, so like 5 years ago.
Are they related? Are they brothers?
No. No.
Oh, my God.
No, they're just all men. They all have wieners.
Yeah.
So The other one that works at the store I'm speaking about now, he's commented when I've gotten skinny and when I've gotten fucking heavier.
Just overall crossing boundaries, crossing lines. Like, who, we don't know each other like that. What gives you, I don't know what gives men the audacity. They're just born full of audacity. Society, I guess.
Your dick print looks awfully small today.
You have no, like, bulge at all.
Where's your balls? What if? So I'm fucking dreading going up to the counter because I know what this fucking dick bag's gonna do. Sure enough, he does that exact fucking
thing. Hold your hand.
Yes, and then holds my cigarette, so I gotta pull him hard from him.
He's like, you gotta come behind the counter to get him, baby. Come behind the counter. He puts them right here.
Yeah.
Come behind the counter. You only get them with your mouth. You go like this.
You slut. You dumb fucking woman. He goes, why are you so skinny?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Why are you so skinny?
Sir.
You look.
Why do you notice anytime my weight fluctuates in any direction? Why are you watching me so close?
Why are you so skinny?
Oh, my God.
You look so much better the other way. Yeah.
You thanks.
You bitch. Thank you. Because I give a fuck.
Thank you. I'll try harder to be appealing to you. I'll try harder.
And he's like, why? Then he's like, why? Why are you so skinny?
What does he want you to fucking say? Oh, my God.
Bitch. Then he's like, you want some whiskey? I said no.
He does want to take you in the back for the cigarettes.
Probably.
Oh, for he sure. does. He does.
Yes. He's like, you
want to do a shot with me?
He goes, you want some whiskey? And I said no. And he's like, tequila? I said no.
What are you going to do a shot? What do you want? I'll open it. What do you want?
There was another one. This is years ago that worked at the store across the street. Bitch that would pull out like 12 scratchers at a time and be like, scratch them, see if you won.
Hey, you like these?
He actually got arrested.
I see you buying these sometimes, baby. Oh,
that one. God.
For lewd and lascivious acts.
Oh, no, wait. What he got in trouble for? So he was really funny. He wasn't even pervy, that one. He just was on coke so bad he didn't give a fuck. And he had a really good sense of humor. But he was married. Okay. He had just brought his family over here from India. He got on coke. He started banging. He got a black girl, a girlfriend. They were like together. His wife didn't know.
Oh my God.
They were sneaking around doing hella doty, right? Well, apparently those 10 to 12 scratchers, he was like, here, scratch these. Weren't it? It was so bad and so many. The fucking California State Lotto investigated him.
Because he was just pulling them off the roll. And his girlfriend? Oh, my fucking God.
It was something like over $40,000.
What? In scratchers. You can't. It's not a free-for-all. You can't just fucking peel them off when you're bored at work.
So
what?
He was facing prison time and deportation for it. He got so lucky. He did not get deported.
Oh, he didn't even
get prison time. Girl, he got a fat ass fine.
And is he still working or?
So I seen
him. Did his wife find out about the?
Oh, I'm sure.
Girlfriend and shit. Oh my God.
She stayed with him because I asked him, you know, I'm nosy.
Yeah.
Because I seen him working at another fucking store, but he tried to. He thought he was slick, girl. He started wearing a turban and he grew a beard really long. And I was looking and I was like, Gil. And he was like, trying to pretend like it was him. And I went.
After he got in trouble.
I went and whispered in his ear, motherfucker, I know your face
anywhere. That was the rebrand. He was like, I'm rebranding as I'm a proper Indian man. I'm not a cheater.
No.
I don't indulge in drugs and alcohol.
I'm a God-fearing Sikh man.
And
now.
I don't steal the lotto. Oh, my God.
And you know how I found out? He told me.
My God.
I knew, though, he was up to no good.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker. The next time he tries to hold my cigarettes, I swear to God, I'll probably go to jail, but I don't care.
You should knock everything over.
I got nails now. I'm going to flick his fucking eyeballs as hard as I can, bitch. I'm so over it. I'm so over it. You're gross. I can't imagine. I would never do that to somebody.
Yeah. It's gross.
It's a little cross in the liney.
Well, he's checking your temperature. He wants to see how much you'll allow. So he can have his wiener out, coming out of his zipper next time that you go to pay. And it's just resting out of his pants. Like, that's what they do. They want to see how much you'll allow, how much they can get away with.
I'll knock everything over, all them alcohol bottles. I don't give a fuck. I told him, though, could you stop? I need to go. Could you stop?
And it's so fucking gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He knew. He knew I was not happy.
This girl that I was friends with growing up for a really long time until adulthood, and then we fell out over her being a weak-ass bitch. She followed me, like, when I started hoeing and, like, doing sex work and stripping and all that type of shit. She jumped in to follow me. She had a great job at the courthouse, left it to follow me. Didn't ask her to. She just did it.
Because some people are always in competition with you.
Yeah, it's weird. And so she started doing it or whatever. And, you know, at one point she was like posting ads and shit, I think. Well, we went to like middle school together. We met in elementary school, like super fucking young. We went to this middle school that had a liquor store. And all of our lives, we went.
The middle school? Oh, the middle. Buy it.
Yeah, it had one right down the street.
Yeah.
So all of our lives, we bought candy from this store. We fucking, you know, went there, walked there as kids our whole lives. Well, when she started working, she started fucking the fucking liquor store man. God. He became one of her tricks and like a regular. And I was just, it always made me feel weird because it's like he watched us grow up. Like, whatever, money's money. I was
just going to say that.
I get it. Money's money, whatever. I'm not saying, but like, turn it down. But yeah, like, he watched you grow up. And like, she knew him by first name since we were kids. And like, her parents lived over there by the school and shit. And like, they knew him. And like, her brother knew him. Like, it's just weird.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know. I probably would have passed on that one. I would have got a trick from somewhere else. That's too close to home type shit. Yeah. I don't know. That would make me uncomfortable.
That's uncle.
But she was like turning, you know, busing dates in the back of the fucking liquor store.
That's so weird, dude. Yes. He's like, do you want a bottle?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Fucking
garden cigarette.
Yeah. I mean, he was paying her money. He wasn't giving her candy and shit. Like we used to go there for. She was getting money from him.
I fucking
But he
so.
Was very, and I'm, I just was thinking, like, he must have been very fond of you, like, all this time, all these fucking years, and just was like, now I could finally have a chance.
I think it's really gross that, I don't know, you watched me as a fucking 10, 12 year old.
Yeah.
And now you want to see my puss, my tits?
There's an ice cream man in the neighborhood where we grew up, and he was a pervert. And, like, just, yeah, people would, like, jump on his truck and fucking punch him sometimes and, like, all kinds of shit.
I'm not even mad.
Because he was a fucking pervert. Yeah. And, like, one time he had a teenage girl in there, probably, you know, getting some money from him or something. But, yeah, I just don't put shit past men.
No.
Just men are gross. And again, this is another man who watched kids grow up and same type of shit.
I'm just tired. I'm so tired. Like, it's never ending. Hello. It's not like I'm dressed up. You know that I'm never dressed up. I had on bleach stained
sweats.
Big baggy sweats. A big baggy sweatshirt. I didn't even brush my hair that day. And you still want to bother me.
Yep. He's like, you're trying to be hot for me. I know.
I'm going to make sure I stink wearing that outfit next time. I'm going to fart. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to eat cheese before I go in. And I'm going to pray that I rip.
You're just going to stand at the counter. And when it's your time to respond, that's going to be your response.
I've never been able to do that. And the thought of it makes me feel mortified. But I'm at the point where I need to do something to just gross you out. I'm going to scratch really my butt or like something. I don't know.
He probably won't even care.
I know.
Yeah, they don't care. They really don't.
He'll probably say, do it on my face.
Yeah. Yep. And make some fun out of it. How can I make this horny? Any situation. How can I make it horny?
Yeah. Anything.
Yep.
Gross.
Something I thought that's really cute. Peas loves Muppet Babies.
Oh, yay!
She's going through Muppet Babies right now. She's discovered them. Miss Nanny. They call her Miss Nanny instead of Nanny now on the fucking newer episodes.
We got her into Snorks too.
Snorks and Muppet Babies is her jam right now to where she like wants to play the song over and over, the intro.
I'll sing it with her.
Yes. She is all about Muppet Babies.
Did we show her Fraggle Rock?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's next.
Care Bears.
She watches Care Bears sometimes, but
it's not her jam.
No. Nah, not like Muppet Babies.
Who's her favorite?
I don't know. You she were a always Miss Piggy talks lover. About Miss Piggy and Kermit.
I loved Miss Piggy as a kid. And growing
Animal. Yeah. Fozzie Bear.
I love Fozzie.
Yeah.
That little simpleton. But now as an adult watching it. Especially like the older Muppet Babies from like the 80s and shit.
Or the Muppets in general. Yes,
the Muppets.
Yeah, the Muppets.
Poor Kermit.
Miss Piggy was not okay.
She was a rapist.
She was not okay.
Oh my God.
And like, yeah, Jim Henson just like took it there. Like she was aggressive and
didn't take no for
relentless.
An
like just would not stop.
Yeah. She's like, you're going to love these tits.
You are going to, yeah.
She, you don't have a she had a liquor store.
What? No, she didn't.
Like the man.
Basically.
She was a man.
Yeah. She was like, you're not going to work. You're not doing anything without me. Like, she was fucking psycho.
Oh, Kermit.
Yes.
Oh, man. I love that she loves the Muppet Babies. That actually makes me so happy.
It's really adorable.
I love it.
I have a mammogram that they called me for. I shouldn't have answered the phone.
I'm supposed to do it, too.
I think it's next week. They called me and I was like, what is this? And I'm thinking they were calling like about cardiac shit, like to follow up about that. No, they were like, we want to smash your tits to smithereens. Oh. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, I guess. And so they were like, have you ever had one? No, I was supposed to. I never did. So they scheduled that. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, I heard they hurt.
Some people say they hurt. Some people say they don't.
I think it just probably depends on the density of your tits, you know?
Yeah. So I'll keep you guys updated on how that goes.
Morning or afternoon appointment?
It's an evening.
Really?
Yeah. Is it going to be like candlelit and fucking dinner?
They're
going to
give you dinner.
Is dinner involved? It's at like 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, there's going to be.
It's romance.
Oldies or R&B.
They're going to slowly take my shirt off. Yeah, like why? I've never heard of an evening appointment.
They're going to call
you
and
say, ma'am.
They're
like, we're doing tits at night.
They're going to call you and be like, ma'am, we need you to wear a button-down shirt.
Yes.
So that you can slowly.
Do it slow.
And you have to wiggle.
It's going
to
be like dim lighting. It's so weird. Why is it at 7:30 p.m.? So that feels rapey.
Wait, it's that late?
7:30 p.m., bitch. So when I come out, it's going
to
be dark.
It's in the back of the liquor store. That's where they want you to go.
You see me at 9, like normal doctors.
A.M.
You don't fucking, yeah, this is some horny doctor shit.
Oh my God, the wiener's out.
Yeah, they're like, tits? We've heard about those.
We know.
7:30 for you.
Good.
No one, there's going to be no staff. No one checks me in. No receptionist, no nothing. What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh my God. Oh, yeah, you're fucking...
I feel weird about that.
A romantical time for you.
Yeah, I feel weird.
Yeah, I've never heard of an appointment. What?
Last night, another disgusting man. I know you're familiar with this case because you just know all of them. But Mark Redwine.
Refresh me.
His son Dylan Redwine. He killed his son for finding his photos.
Oh, man, that one's fucking horrific.
You saw the photos? I don't know what made me, like, I had heard about this case on a podcast, like, years ago, and I was like, wow, that's really fucked up.
I remember.
Every now and then.
When he went missing.
Really?
Yes. And they were looking for him.
Oh, my God.
And that fucking bitch pretended he was out looking for him.
Yep. And was weirdly nonchalant. But. Like, every now and then, a true crime page I follow will bring up, like, an old case that I remember. Well, that's what happened here, and it was just a picture of the sun. And mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I never did Google those photos. So guess what I did last night? He was sick. he was sick. Like,
yeah, you know what's fucked up, even more fucked up, what makes all of this even more fucked up, is that baby, this was his first time seeing his dad in a long...
He didn't want to go.
No.
He protested it. He did not want to go. So if you guys don't know the case, this boy, he was like 10 or something, 11. What was he? He was a young boy.
I want to say 11 or 12.
He didn't want to go see his dad. It was like a holiday or something. And the court was like, you got to go. So he's staying with his dad and he goes on a laptop, I guess while his dad was gone.
He had a brother too, an older brother.
And he discovered some photos of his dad doing some shit, questionable shit. And they say that his dad came home and he probably asked him about the photos. Nobody knows for sure, but that piece of shit. But they say that he asked him about the photos or whatever and just sent him into a rage. The photos are of him like doing shit play. I searched the fucking photos. I was able to find three. And one is very scary and it's of him and he's like looking up at the camera trying to look seductive. He has on a bra
and he looks and like a fucking
nut. 90 or something over it and just has like shit smeared all over the place. And so and he's like trying to make this sexy face. That's creepy enough, the expression on his face. Then there's another one of an open diaper full of shit. And it's not just like shit. It's like runny shit. And it's his mouth open and his tongue going to lick it. But he has no shit on his tongue, but he has shit all around his mouth. So he had already been in it. All on his nose, all on his chin, everywhere. And his mouth is open and it's a close up like that, like to the diaper. Then there's one and the diaper is on his ass. And it's like diarrhea. And it's bursting out the sides of the fucking diaper. I assume it's his ass. It's on an ass. And it's bursting out the sides. And it's clearly the same diaper that was, like, in his face. It's so gross.
My thing is, why would you keep photos if you never wanted anybody to know about this?
It was on a MacBook. And, I mean, Apple, I don't know how long this feature has been available, but you can hide things.
Yeah.
So you, why didn't you hide them or have them in a locked folder?
There's apps,
code protected folder. Like
stupid.
You know, he knew his son was going to have access to this computer and like play games, whatever, do whatever the fuck. And I don't know. I just feel like you should be more careful if it's going to upset you to the point of murdering your child,
right.
You should fucking be careful. So the boy was missing for 5 years or some shit. And like when they did discover his remains, like he had blunt force trauma to the head and they think that that's what killed him. But
that shit is horrific. Yeah. I got another one. It's actually in my notes because
about some true crime. Also just, it's not that serious to kill your kid over. Like you have a kink. Just tell him. Daddy has a fucking kink.
Right.
Daddy does secret grown-up things sometimes. You don't have to explain everything.
And it might seem gross, but...
Yeah. It's not that thing. Serious. Like, you could say daddy was, you know, filming for a movie.
I was on drugs. Whatever.
I was doing a movie. Whatever. Whatever the fuck. Make something up. You don't have to... Yeah, he was unhinged. It's not that serious.
I feel like any parent that can willingly go years without seeing their child anyways, there's a little, I'm not shocked. You know what I mean? That dude was fucking off too.
Yeah.
How heartbreaking for the mom, because she really didn't want to send her baby.
Yeah, so my takeaway is when your kid don't want to go, don't send them. Don't send them because there's nothing. I feel like there's no benefit in forcing it if the kid does not want to fucking go. And it's so weird that at that age, the court or whatever made him go because like he's old enough to say.
Right.
When your kid is old enough to say, they get to choose. That's my that's my rule. You get to choose.
Agree.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just like us fucking having to go camping in Corning for fucking a week
in and the sleep fucking in the tent. Front yard in a and tent. Like fucking yeah, like that shouldn't happen. We laugh about it, but like, you know how mad I would be if my fucking kids were in a front yard in a tent with a mentally ill dad, like sleeping in the front yard at their aunt's house,
and the aunt wouldn't let them go in the fucking house to use the bathroom. She made us piss outside.
I'm beating the auntie's ass. The dad is not hanging out like that no more. No more unsupervised fucking visits.
My mom was crying. You know, she didn't want to, but.
Yeah.
It's really I don't like up. That shit. I feel like you should really listen to your children. And I get it. Kids are fucking brats sometimes or whatever. Yeah. But I don't give a fuck. If they're fucking uncomfortable, don't make them go.
Yeah.
Don't. You know, there's a reason they don't want to go. Whether it's they want to be up your ass or they don't want to be around
or they get person. A weird vibe. Yeah, right. Like trust their vibes too. Their vibes respect matter them too. Babies. Yeah. What's the story you have?
Oh my God. So there's a woman, there was a 27-year-old woman. Her name's Jade. She had a half brother. She went over to her father's house. You know, her parents have been divorced forever, decade, or, you know, long time. And she went over to her dad's house with her best friend. And they went to go hang out and try and help mend the relationship between her half-brother and her dad. Mm-hmm. You know, they were struggling a little bit.
Was the brother there, too, or just her and the friend?
So the brother was there at first for a little bit. And they made dinner, her and her best friend, for her dad and her half-brother. They ate, had a decent time. Bitch, this shit is horrible.
They're like, hi. They know I'm here.
They do. They smell you. So they have dinner. They have a good time. The half brother leaves. Jade, the 27-year-old, ends up dying slowly.
The daughter.
Dad don't do nothing. Want to know why?
Why? Dies at the dad's house? Why?
The dad knew. Because her father wanted to rape her friend so bad. He slipped them fentanyl, bitch.
Oh, my God. I saw this.
And I saw this. His daughter laid there, his 27-year-old daughter laid there, dying of an overdose that he did, he continued to sexually assault her best friend.
I think he did something to his daughter, too.
I didn't read that.
Okay, maybe not.
But he left her.
Yeah. Yeah, dying. I think I saw his picture and just like read the headline or something.
I hope.
Yeah.
How do you?
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
So our dad is black. Her mom, she looked white, I'm pretty sure. And she was like at a podium making a statement and she was just fucking sobbing and bro.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to slit your mom's fucking throat.
And he better get, like, real charges. Like, not know it was accidental.
Give him fucking death. And I hope it's a state that actually utilizes it. Normally,
no, I'm not a huge fan,
you know, of the death penalty. But, bitch, fry that motherfucker. Do the most horrific shit. I hope an inmate gets a hold of him and rips him apart. How do you do that? You're fucking sick.
Yeah.
You want to rape your daughter's best friend so bad. You poison them.
Did he, like, do it with them? Or did he, like, put it in something?
Put it in their food or drink.
What? Oh, my God.
Isn't that fucking horrible?
Yeah, you're a monster.
And then imagine the mom. The mom's like, I raised this baby with him.
Yeah.
She was 27.
That's fucking sick.
And
that's really fucking sick.
Fucking horrific. I couldn't believe that.
Have you been keeping up at all with the Diddy trial?
Bits and pieces. I did read today about Cassie speaking about trigger warning, by the way. Probably should have been said 5 minutes ago, but I did read today about her not wanting to have Diddy and the male sex worker piss in her mouth and her choking.
There's a lot coming out, and it's like
horrific shit.
It's like beyond being freaky, you know, because there's so much abuse. So like all the people that I see saying, like, all I see is a couple that did some BDSM. Like, well, if you've never been involved in like any type of DV situation, sit this out. Sit this one out. Don't comment. Don't do none of that shit. Like, the comments, and especially from women, like, you're sick. Like, I hope some shit happens to you. I it's wrong to say, maybe, but that's how I feel. So that you can understand. You have no understanding because, like, you lack that type of life experience. So maybe you need it so that you can understand. You need to shut your fucking mouth sometimes.
It's very nuanced. If you have somebody beating your ass, you really think you can tell this motherfucker, I don't want to fuck this fucking male escort, I'm on my period. You think he's going to go, okay, honey, go take a bath and relax.
Right.
No.
No. And there's so many layers to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just the freak-offs. Like, her promise of a career was on the line. Like, she had all these nine albums recorded that he was holding hostage, basically.
He's a motherfucker.
Yeah, like, and predators, they do that. They know what they're doing. They know how to manipulate what to dangle in front of people. Like, there's so many layers. It's not just, like, this was an average guy and girl that met on the street. Right. But it happens in those situations also. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, it's more angering to read the comments than it is for me to read what happened. Like,
yes, the ignorance makes me crazy.
No empathy, none.
None. The abuser will typically use something as blackmail leverage.
Oh, yeah,
as well.
He threatened blackmail,
Whether it's a celebrity couple or the next door neighbors.
Exactly.
There's always a level of
shame. I'll shame you.
Yeah.
There'll be some type of consequence if you leave or if you tell or if you, there's always going to be a consequence if you don't do what I say. And then, you know, there's things that they dangle to bait you in and to get you to stay and to forgive and to fucking believe that they love you. And, you know, it's really gross. The grossest, do you want to hear any of the grossest parts?
Go for it.
The grossest parts, I think, that I've read so far.
The pee part had me gagging, bro.
I mean, that, that was bad.
If you don't want that.
Yeah. That was fucked up. One of the parts, you might want to fast forward if you don't want to hear about it, but no.
Oh, okay.
One of the part, girl, bye.
Oh, I know you wouldn't, but fucking.
I mean, but like, no, that's your biggest fear of anything is a fucking no.
Don't fucking. Okay.
But he had one of the male escorts nut on her and then after took her in another room and wanted her to put the nut on his nipples. Now, let me just stop real quick because his kids are in the courtroom. His kids have no business being there. His mother is also in the courtroom, which I think is funny. I want you to know what kind of piece of shit is your child. But his kids, like at one point, his twin girls walked out when they were describing, you know, the male escort being involved in shit. And then like in other sex acts, like your sons are there.
I would never want to be in that room hearing about how my dad wants to fuck.
It's
bad enough I seen his dong not fucking.
Support is one thing. This is not a place for children.
No,
this is not shit for them to be hearing. But so somebody is dropping the ball there. But said that he took her in the other room and he wanted her to rub the nut on his nipples. And then another really gross element was he asked her, did you know she's part Filipino?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that until
she's
recently.
She's really beautiful.
He asked her, what do you call your grandfather? And she was like, Pop Pop. And from that moment on, he told her to call him that. during these fucking. So it's like there's levels to the psychological abuse that you're fucking doing. Yeah, yeah. Like, you're sick. You're not just like
you're
freaky.
You're a terrorizer.
You're not just freaky. You know, I know freaky. You're not just freaky. Right. You're a monster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they said he looks like he aged fucking 20 years in 6 months. I guess he's all gray and shit.
He's been ugly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's always been ugly. I've never, even when he was in his prime, I've never been like, oh, I'd fuck him. Never. Never.
Never. Never. Oh, God. Yeah. I always thought he was a fucking nerdy fucking
beaver.
Dude.
A nerdy beaver is what he always looked like to me. With a skinny head. You look like a beaver to me. You always have. And you're just...
And you know what? Your fucking inside very much matches your outside, bro.
Yeah, he's gross.
So, I hope he gets in trouble big time.
I do too.
Dear God, please don't let him fucking get off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What the fuck's his name? Oh, God, that little motherfucker that talks way too much, Boosie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he needs to learn to shut up.
He's another ignorant fucking dumb.
He never shuts up.
Never.
He never, ever, ever shuts up.
He thinks he should have an opinion on everything.
I know.
Stop it.
I want him to be quiet. I used to really love him. Like, growing up, I loved him. 2006, 2005, loved him. You couldn't tell me shit.
I loved him.
About Boosie and Webby. And it's just like, now, please shut the fuck up. Like, please.
Bro, your opinion is null and void because you hired a sex worker
to
for
fuck your
child.
To fuck them for their birthday.
So you're
and
rapey.
Thought that was totally fucking fine. Yeah.
Y'all are disgusting.
He's making it really hard to fucking wipe me down. Like,
man,
really hard. And please shut the fuck up.
That and set it off is my shit.
Yeah.
But of course you're not going to see anything wrong with this.
Right. Right. Why would you know? Like, just shut up.
Fuck, dude. So, God, fingers crossed he's actually held accountable and not allowed to. But the amount of people, like.
Yeah.
That saw shit. Witness
you know
shit.
What's crazy is I think, and she's naming people that like were helping him, security guards, assistants,
good.
Shit like that, that played a part. She's naming all of them.
Good.
But, and some were women.
That's even worse to me.
I do have hope and think that he might get some real time because all of his bails were denied. Like, he was putting up millions and millions and kept bringing different offers to up the offer. And they were like, nope, still no. The answer is still no.
No.
Yeah.
Good. Good. You know, people like that, they get this...
God complex.
Yes. And they think that... they make the rules.
Yeah.
And they can buy
that the
their
rules
way out
don't
of
apply to them. Exactly. One of the officers that testified that was there for the hotel incident said that he, or maybe it was a security guard, said that he called him into the room and handed him a stack of cash and was like, this is for you to keep quiet about what you saw. And he said he didn't take the money and he was like, just go to your room. Like, but he did record the video to show his wife or whatever. He's being honest, you know, but he said he didn't take the money and it was just gross. There's sex workers that are testifying that they cut them off and they were like, I won't see them anymore because I watched him beat the fuck out of her. So I cut them off. Do you know what it takes? Like how bad it must have been
that
for
money.
A hoe to cut off money? Like that ain't their business. You know what I'm saying? Like it must have been something really fucking bad for them to be like, I won't book any more future. And they were getting people off Craigslist and fucking Backpage. They weren't using like no private sources. Like
really?
Craigslist and Backpage.
So that money could have probably been life-changing for some of those
exactly,
workers.
Exactly, exactly. And they turned it down. So that makes me think how bad was whatever they fucking saw.
That speaks very loudly.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The fact that those kids are sitting in the courtroom is wild to me. I know they're of age.
Especially Quincy, because like, bitch, that ain't even your dad. And he tried to kill your dad. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's gross.
And I feel like, listen, I don't put it past him to have a hand in fucking Kim Porter's fucking...
Oh, absolutely.
Death. At all.
Absolutely.
Not at all. She was beautiful.
Yeah.
God, she was beautiful. So it's going to be interesting to hear the rest of this shit.
I know.
Regarding other celebrities.
Yeah. I want to see who else is named, and I want to see, you know, who was involved.
Yeah.
I don't think the family has released any statements, but how can you defend that? I hate people that are blinded by blood or blinded by your family, you know, them being your family or whatever. Like, wrong is wrong. I don't give a fuck who you are. Wrong is wrong.
Wrong is very much fucking wrong. I don't give a fuck if we share DNA.
No.
If you're being a piece of shit.
I'm not putting on a suit and going to court and crying and like praying for you and shit. I'm not doing none of that. Do you want attention? Is it just that you want attention from the media? Like, what is it really? Because do you really feel bad for him? Is it because your livelihood depends on it?
Yeah, probably.
Is that all a part of it? Like, I don't get it.
I'm not. I don't listen.
Get a fucking job. Should be cutting him off. Like,
if one of my brothers beat the fuck out of their girl.
Yeah.
Raped.
No. Nope.
I'm not fucking. There's no prayers, you, bitch.
There's no
hell.
Putting on an outfit and going to court. I don't care. Not even to be nosy. No,
no,
because that plays out as support. If you show up, it looks like support. No,
no, because there's no. If you're the type of person that does that, I'm sorry. There's no redeeming yourself.
No,
there's just not.
No, there's not.
Kill yourself at that point, honestly.
Yeah,
for real. Jesus Christ.
Tory Lanez got stabbed the fuck up.
I heard. Collapse of lungs, right?
Both. They say both collapsed.
Damn.
But then there were some medical providers or whatever that are saying it sounds exaggerated because he would have needed surgeries for those kind of injuries based on where they're saying he got hit. But he got stabbed 14 times, they're saying. And it was like the back of the head, the neck, the back, the side, the fucking chest, like got his ass good.
I wonder why.
In a California prison. And the guy who did it, he looks Mexican and he fucking is a lifer already for murder. He don't give a fuck. Damn. And they say he has a history of attacking other inmates anyway. But you know what? If you shoot women and you fucking mock them and you fucking call them a liar and you have a whole campaign to bully them, to
smear
bully
them.
Smear the victim, bully. Maybe you need 14 pokes. Maybe. I don't humble you.
Did you need humbled, little man?
I think you needed humbled.
Yeah, agree. Yeah.
So
don't,
you know,
feel bad.
I'm not sad.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Yeah. And I'm judging the fuck out the men that are still like free Tory Lanez. Fuck you. Fuck you. I seen somebody I fucked before say that shit. And I'm like, never again.
No.
Never. And they be trying. And I'm like, never again that you just canceled that for life, whether you know it or not.
You better hope you fucking remember it because you're never going to see it again.
Disgusting.
Really fucking gross. Ew.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. Just seen anyone I know. But again, really haven't been looking.
Men are gross. Men stick together. Men are gross. There's some good ones sprinkled here and there, but they're few and far between. They exist. I'm not going to act like they don't exist, but definitely not the majority.
No, the lack of emotion. Okay. All right. We're good. The lack of emotional intelligence, right? After realizing that somebody lacks emotional intelligence after decades of knowing them is like, and on top of that, maybe let's say they double down and refuse to even become a better person or to admit that, okay, maybe I was wrong on this, whatever. It's just this very.
Yeah. The refusal to take any accountability for bad shit that they might have done.
Yeah. It's just,
it's a turnoff.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Just as a person. Like, I don't even want to be your friend. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to know you anymore. So I won't.
Yep. More gross stuff. I'm sorry. This is not a happy,
This is a gross episode.
Yeah. It's not fucking, oh, no, fucking, I saw his wiener. Oh, no, he smoked in the wrong car. This fucking, I found the blow-up doll in the creek. It ain't one of those, no. Man. It's fucking, did you see? I'm sure you did.
What?
The 59 refugees, white refugee, white
colonizers is what we're going to call them, what they are.
Quote, mind you, I'm doing air quote if you're listening to audio.
Illegal settlers.
Apartheid benefiters.
Yeah.
Who were okay with taking black folks' land and fucking farm during apartheid. But now that they're facing fucking persecution and fucking accountability for being a shit fucking racist thief, bitch, you want to flee and call yourself a refugee? And our fucking president, you dumb motherfuckers, our that president support is him,
welcoming them with open. It's like the most blatant fuck you to anybody of color.
Oh my God.
It just makes me so angry at, like, the black people that I know that have fucking voted for him, the brown people that I know that have voted for him. Like, fuck. Like, how more blatant can he be that he is a fucking racist? Ooh, like,
we are. You think they'd allow a Palestinian refugee?
Anybody of color.
Congo, refugees from Congo right now. Fucking
no.
Oh, we're kicking out brown fucking undocumented. He's making
announcements, fucking welcoming them with open arms, like,
and doing fucking press conferences and shit. And you got these big dumb fucking honkies with fucking American flags standing up there.
Yeah,
and it's like, y'all are sick. You guys fucking are generational racist.
It feels like 1950 is happening or something. Like, this doesn't feel like this should be going on in 2025. It doesn't.
No, and it's even more mind-blowing, the obtuseness from people I know in life. Nobody that in close. My immediate... Yeah, no.
Nobody let me close. Just fucking do acquaintances, that.
Yes.
Acquaintances.
The obtuseness, the fucking excuses made. It's like, bro, come out and say you're cool with racism. Like, just fucking do it already. Because this whole fucking,
they don't even try to play it off. So like, they don't try to play it off at all, I feel like. There's no excuses given. I haven't heard any. None. It's really gross. It's sad is what it is.
It's disappointing as fuck, man.
Yeah.
Especially the people, you know, like I've said before, the ones who immerse themselves in black culture and fucking benefited from it and, you know, that
cosplay
is fucking crazy to me. Mm-hmm. And now... Now you support people that are just, I can't even talk. It just makes me so mad. Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Something else, man. And we won't allow dude, there's just whole campaigns to remove undocumented immigrants, brown people from this country. And you, and one of the reasons that so many are fucking undocumented is because it's such a long fucking process. It takes people years.
Yeah.
And you.
And they're expected to know things that we would never know. Fucking like things never, I would never fucking know. Maria. It's angering how like people from Ukraine, people, anybody from a white country is welcomed here with open arms. They're trying to whitewash it as much as possible. They're so afraid of the birth rate. That has a huge that has something to do with
fuck
it also.
Your fucking dumb babies.
They're worried about the population numbers, and that's why they want to welcome, is like, if you ain't gonna spit out more white babies, we're gonna bring them in from other countries. Like, we need the white numbers to get up. That's what they're saying.
The fact that fucking our president had the nerve to be mad that white South Africans were going to be held accountable for apartheid, and they were going to have their properties taken away that were obtained
illegally
by fucking theft in the first place.
I think Elon has something to do with that. You know, that's where he's from. His family is that.
Yeah, they benefited from apartheid. Yeah. His fucking family specifically moved to South Africa. Right. You can read about it if y'all don't believe me.
His dad is an emerald miner.
And his mother loved the idea of apartheid so much, they moved fucking there.
Yep.
So don't ever.
It's no coincidence.
Tell me these motherfuckers ain't racist. That shit's gross. And if you support it, just be honest.
Yeah.
And just be honest. None of that stupid bullshit. I'm not racist. I don't see skin color. Double down. You say how you really feel inside. Oh, my God, it just makes me feel so much rage.
Yeah.
Knock it off, Crystal. But it does.
Well, I have another birthday.
Sing it to me.
I think this one is from a good man.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Ooh, not from one of these girls.
I want to tell you about something after that.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
My girlfriend is a diehard fan, and her birthday is coming up the weekend before Memorial Day. If you could help me surprise her, I would appreciate it. Nicole, happy birthday, my sweet, funny, and beautiful girlfriend. I hope your special day is filled with nothing but love and laughs. I can't wait to spend this one and many more with you, hand in hand, and showing you how much you mean to me. Love, Julio.
Aww.
That was sweet.
I really fucking love those ones.
Every now and then, a man will write in for his girl, and it makes me happy.
All right. You're a good man.
They exist.
Yes. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, of course. Definitely, they do.
And Nicole, we hope you have a good birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you for listening and loving us. Mm-hmm. So, earlier today, hold on. I'm trying to fucking light this. Earlier today, you know, Naya was with me today riding around, and she showed me this video. And, you know, I've already been a weak bitch lately, crying all the time, but fucking in the video. So I have two things. In the video, it's this woman's funeral, and she died at 39 from some medical issues they found too late. And you could really tell from the funeral crowd that she was like a girl's girl. There were so many women there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you... Did you see this video?
I saw the post. You posted it, so I'm sure we saw it.
You guys, watch the whole video.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They sing... Her favorite song was one of Whitney Houston's, and they all fucking sing it together.
Yeah, it's sweet.
And I'm like...
That's you can tell when someone's a good person, when people are, like, celebrating, and it looks, like, joyful.
Yes.
At a ceremony like that.
And, like, did you see that half of them brought their own hairbrush to use to sing? And then I saw some other videos, because, of course, I went looking her up to see who it was that passed that had all this genuine love. And there were hairbrushes on, there were two hairbrushes on her casket.
Was she a stylist?
I don't know.
Probably.
I don't know. But I guess one of her things is she would use a brush when she was singing. Aww. So I just thought it was really sweet. Second thing, how do you feel about people that are dying having their funeral while they're still alive? Do you think it's okay?
No.
No?
No. Why? I mean, like a I don't know. No. No. I guess if you're terminal or something, like having a get together, not a funeral. I wouldn't call it a funeral. I would call like a final get together or something, like a party. But don't call it a funeral. I just feel like that's, I don't know. I'm superstitious and shit. I don't like it.
Yeah, I see that. I actually like it. I mean, maybe we can call it a celebration of life or something.
Yeah.
I don't want a funeral anyways. I want a celebration of life if I croak. But the reason I think it would be lovely is, you know, funerals, the person being celebrated is dead, right? So think about how often all those people come together for that person. Mm-hmm. Probably so rare, right? How nice would it be to experience all the love that is expressed at a service while you're still alive?
I just think it's not for them.
Yeah, no, funerals
like,
are...
Like, it's still going to need... There's still going to need to be a funeral. You know what I mean? There's still going to be a gathering of some kind, probably when they pass. So just, like, maybe let that... I feel like funerals are more for the family.
Well, funerals is for everybody else. It's not...
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I feel like let them have that, and then, like, you have a party or something before.
Yeah, well, like me, I want to donate my body. So, there, you know... I don't want a funeral. I want a celebration of life. The kids can shave my head and fucking make necklaces out of my hair or something if I'm an old lady, whatever. I just think it would be nice to have all the people that love you in one place. Because, honestly, do you really think if you were like, I'm going to throw one final get-together, somebody's going to have a reason not to fucking show up? Very rarely do people miss. Well, actually, no.
People miss funerals all the time.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think if somebody's dying and... go for it.
Yeah. Call it a get-together.
Yeah. No, you don't have to call it a funeral.
Right.
You know? But I just think it would be nice. Tell me how much you love me and how funny I was.
Shut the fuck up.
Tell me how... much joy I brought to your life. Let me hear it. Read me that poem. Just kidding.
Yeah. So I have another write-in from our beloved Juicy.
Let's hear it.
It says, hey, this write-in is about a dream, but trigger warning. Before I get into the details, I have night terrors. Mm. And for those that have never experienced them, they will fuck you up. So I wouldn't say this was a night terror I had. It definitely fucked me up. Here we go. Thursday night, I really wanted to jump in on a live, but there was a delay. And with me being 2 hours behind you all, it just got late for me. My body alarm clock wakes me up at 6 a.m. every day. So I know that's why you beautiful queens were in my conscious. My dream, I had taken my own life and for whatever reason sent my suicide letter to you all as a write-in. Do not do that. Just for anybody.
Ever.
I know, fucked up. The main thing I discussed in the letter was the fact that I was just tired. That's the gist of why I did it. Anyway, I was like, a spirit watching you all, reading my letter, and remember me. Just weird. Once I gathered myself, I thought I want to write this in, but then I thought, no, maybe I shouldn't do that. Fast forward to yesterday afternoon, and I was catching up on episodes, and then Crystal gets choked up from being just tired. That's when I knew I wanted to write this in. Crystal, heavy is the crown of when you are a huge empath. Life and all the bullshit that comes along with it can obviously be challenging, but when you are in a constant state of feeling, it's fucking hard, man. Fucking hard. My God. For me, it highlights why you both are so important, because I do get to escape. I do get to feel that goodness you all give with each episode. The goodness this community brings. I'll forever be indebted to you both. Because when I'm tired and my soul needs a refresher, you both are always on time. Gosh, I love y'all. And to the HD family, thank you all as well for making my life brighter. Love, 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 Big Juice.
That was really
thank you,
sweet.
Juicy. Okay, so I have another birthday. Hi, Potafria, Crystal, and Hello Dysfunction listeners. My name is Angela, and I wasn't sure if you guys still do birthday shout-outs, but I was hoping you guys could shout out my brother. He's turning 27 on May 15th, and his name is Junior. He's been listening to you guys forever, and he told me that your podcast was one of the funniest, and realest. He recently bought a jacket and has been wearing it everywhere. You guys got us through some rough times and helped us realize that we weren't alone in this dysfunctional world. Thank you for your time. Sincerely, Angela. So happy birthday, happy Junior. Birthday. It's actually in a couple days, so we're right on time for that one.
Look at us.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the, or you want me to read?
Yeah.
You married it? Okay. Sorry. Hi, aunties. I'm reporting back on the guy that I've had suspicions about being a dom. A lifestyle dom.
Oh, I remember that. That was a write-in from a couple episodes back.
Yeah, that I had mentioned a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. After getting to know each other a bit more, I found out he is, in actuality, a lifestyle dom.
Knew it.
You called it. This was something at the time I told him I couldn't personally do. However, I found myself being more open to it when he would ask questions, or more so of permission if I'd be okay with certain demands and acts outside the bedroom. Well, we finally met in person, and oh my God, it's like I'm a changed woman. In public, he's a sweetheart, a gentleman, very kind, respectful, opens doors, a side I had never really seen because play would continue through phone calls and texts. The moment we get in the car, it's game on. It was difficult for me to fully submit as I caught myself trying to take control at certain points or even catching an attitude with certain demands. But the moment I was able to just let go, it was a different experience in the most positive way ever.
Good.
I did want to add that there was no penis and vagina action. But even without it, it's better than anything I've experienced in my whole sexually active years of life. Damn. Unfortunately, yet am very grateful for his honesty. This fling was short-lived. As he mentioned, him and his ex were talking again. At least he was honest.
Yeah.
Love that.
Because a lot of men would have kept it going.
For real. Auntie Pat, is this a lot more common in men than we think or know? Now that I'm back out in the dating world and have experienced this for the first time, it's definitely something I'd see myself wanting again, but I'm not sure how common it is. Aside from my sex fiasco, I want to always make sure to thank you both for making this a safe space for people to come to you about anything. Many people can be closed-minded and not as understanding, but the both of you are the safety net for those who have no one at all. It sucks reading it as I'm putting it into words, but you guys have saved me more times than you'll ever know. You've reminded me that life, no matter what hardship one endures, will get better as the years go by, especially since I'm still so young. There have been days where I just wanted to give up, but then I put on the podcast to keep my mind busy, and just like that, it's all I needed to remind me that life is worth living for. It's my break from reality, and sometimes that's all a person needs. Hmm. So thank you both for providing that.
Thank you for that writing.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Super sweet. And I love that you updated us.
Yeah. So the kink community is relatively small. I've never dated anybody that was a part of it, actually. My thing, I would always date dominant men that would submit to me, if that makes sense. I that's kind of where I get interested, and a challenge is to kind of flip them. But FetLife is a good resource. I would go on there. Oh, yeah. There's so many chats, and you could definitely, I guarantee there's dating in your area and whatnot, where you can search and just, find people that you might vibe with, that you can explore that further. I don't know of any other kink dating sites or anything like that. So I would definitely just start with FetLife, and then maybe search in your area. If there's, where is the kink community in your area, and what type of gatherings do they have? Because out here, there's a weekly one in San Francisco that has been going on for decades, and it's great. And it's great for people that are new to the community to kind of meet people, get their feet wet, and pursue that kind of interest.
Yeah.
But I know, all cities have something like that. So I would just get on the internet and search events in your area and meet people that way, because, you know, they'll be involved and it'll be easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And keep us posted.
Yeah. I'm curious to see if you find another one to date.
Yeah.
And if you do, look at you.
Yeah.
Discovered something you had no idea. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, hi, Crystal and Pat. My name is Ivy, and I apologize if I make any mistakes. My English is my second language. Please never apologize for that. And if this is long, feel free to shorten it. I love that you said that. Thank you. I've been wanting to write in for so long. I've been following you for a few years now, and I want to tell you, you guys make my days better as a lonely immigrant with few friends and little social life. I want to thank you for your bravery, kindness, and commitment to speaking about mental health issues and addictions. I've done so much therapy and finally realized I grew up in a dysfunctional household with an alcoholic and addict father who almost ruined our family, and in a third world country where the poverty hits different. But that's not why I'm writing you guys today. Just for context, I'm from Colombia and immigrated to the U.S. many years ago, where I luckily found my soulmate and hubby during the pandemic. He's the best and most loving and caring husband.
I love that for you.
A gringo who speaks Spanish, dances salsa, and loves ethnic food.
Oh, great.
How sweet. We are in Northern Virginia with my two precious cats. I consider myself a little more like Crystal, but have so much of Pat and me due to being a crazy Gemini.
Mm, the best.
Right. I'm writing as a form. I'm writing in because I want to tell other women to listen to themselves and trust their gut. I've always had really painful periods since 13, but the very last year it became worse. And I had went to so many doctors and OBGYNs, and I was always dismissed by them, saying it's normal, I'm overreacting. Finally, one doctor in the U.S. took me seriously and said, you seem to have endometriosis, and I can order you an exploratory surgery to check it out. That was a relief, but not enough. So I looked up how much surgery was going to cost me here. $35,000. Oh, my God. I don't want to live in debt. So for several reasons, I looked into my home country, and the surgery was under $3,000. And the best part is, Colombia, they do mapping, which is a test before surgery. I never felt more validated and relieved. I tell you this history because OB violence is a thing, and they dismiss women every day. You need to advocate for yourselves. Even if you're afraid to speak up, please do. Not related, but something funny to share. Ever since I heard you guys use the term Winnie the Pooh, me and my husband now use it to flirt when we're going to bed without pants on.
You're welcome.
It's our code for sexy time.
Oh my God.
Okay, that's pretty great. I love it. Thank you. Thank you for all you do, for speaking up. I love you, Tias. And free Palestine, Congo, Venezuela, soon to be the U.S., mm-hmm. and all the other countries under oppression and war. Thank you.
Thank you for that write-in.
Yeah, it's true. You do have to advocate for yourself.
You do. And, you know, I love going to the ER if something is wrong. And, like, do not leave. If you feel like they're being dismissive, demand a scan. Tell them to fucking bill you. Like, you know, I know debt is a concern, but medical debt is not looked at at the same as like credit card debt. You know what I mean? So even if right. you do temporarily fuck up your credit a little bit, if it's necessary, sometimes you got to, fuck you know, but yeah, I would definitely, if you're having pain like that, because you can't play with your body. You have to listen to your body for real.
And you know, like, you know,
when it's, something's off, when something's yes. weird, when something's wrong. Yeah. So listen to that. Even if they don't believe you, ask for a scan. Like,
yeah. Dude, I'll never forget. Fucking thank God my mom was with me. I was young. I was what, maybe 21, maybe? Mm-hmm. But I had a cyst rupture. It was the first one ever. Mm. So I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. But I knew me laying on the ground on the side of a pool for 7 hours in the fetal position, not fucking normal period shit. And I remember I called her. She took me to the ER. And I'll never forget, it was a resident. So, you know, a doctor still training, for those that don't know. Yeah. And she kept telling me, it was a female. It was a woman. And she kept telling me to lay back. And I kept telling her, I can't lay back. When I lay back, I can't breathe. Do you know that woman took her hand, bitch, and put it on my chest and pushed me back? I instantly fucking couldn't breathe. And I fucking started panicking. And my mom fucking lost it. She said, don't you ever put your fucking hands on a patient when they tell you. And, you know, of course she had to be like, I'm a fucking nurse.
Thank God.
Thank God that time.
Yeah.
She was like, don't you ever do no shit like that. If a patient's telling you that they can't breathe, it's typically for a reason. Yeah. Like they can't fucking breathe.
Yeah.
Come to find out, I had two cysts rupture and, you know, 2 liters of blood had leaked into my abdomen. So when I would lay back, it was laying on my lungs. So that's why it felt like I couldn't fucking breathe. I couldn't.
Oh, my God.
I was hospitalized for 5 days that time.
How old were you?
I want to say 21.
Oh, wow.
I was young. And I didn't know to like,
yeah, push back.
Yeah, not yeah. at all. You know,
you have to.
Yeah, and that's when. Then you know they did a bunch of testing. I was admitted mm-hmm. for 5 days, and I had fibroid.
Mm.
And they were telling me it's fucking disgusting. Had baby teeth in it.
Yeah. Ugh. Some people have tumors that have teeth and hair.
Fucking alien.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's hormones creating weird shit.
Yeah, I had a friend have one removed mm-hmm. a couple years ago.
Oh, so you had fibroids removed. Oh.
But a couple years ago, I know someone who had some removed.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up accidentally nicking her ovary in the process. It sent her into perimenopause by them doing that.
We're fucking aliens. What?
And as soon as somebody finally listened to her, because she yeah. was losing it, she's like, I'm losing my mind. Like, oh, my God. Right.
What the fuck?
She didn't know she was thrown into fucking, you know, perimenopause. Mm-hmm. So when they found out and she got on hormones. Fine.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? But she had a few doctors, yeah. a few OBs tell her, like, you're tripping.
Yeah.
So you do. You have to advocate for yourself, you guys.
If you got
to
make appointments all over town, if you got to drop in at every emergency room in your city, in your fucking area, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do what you got to do.
And listen, if you got to jump hospitals, but do a Planned yeah. Parenthood, a fuck, you know, mm-hmm. do it. Just for real, do it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody's going to care about you like you.
No, definitely not.
Mm-mm. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us.
As always, y'all are the best. Thank you. Thank you to all our patrons. You guys are wonderful. Please share us, write, review, all that good stuff. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.